Jacka News, you need to know. Now.
Pretoria tomorrow, 17.25. Johannesburg, 15, up to 22 degrees. Polokwane, 16.26.
On the roads in Lynbrough Park, there's a stationary vehicle obstructing the traffic. It's on the N3 North at Marlborough Drive. And you can expect slow-moving traffic in Krugersdorp on the N14 West, heading towards Hendrik Potgieter Road.
In your sport headlines, Patrice Motsepe elected for a second term as CAF president, and the Titans need 229 against the Dolphins to reach the CSA One Day Cup final.
Finance Minister Enoch Godongwana has confirmed that South Africans will face a VAT increase as the government moves to raise revenue. The tax will go up by 0.5 percentage point in the current financial year, followed by another increase the year after. It brings VAT to 16% by the financial year of 2026-2027. Anastasi Mokhobu has more.
Godongwana defended the decision, saying the government explored alternative tax options such as raising corporate and personal income tax, but found them unsuitable. He warned that increasing corporate tax could harm investment and economic growth, while higher personal income tax would discourage work and savings.
The increase is also the most effective way to avoid further spending cuts and to enable us to turn the social wage.
The minister added that taking on more debt to fund service delivery was not an option, given South Africa's already high borrowing costs and credit rating risks.
Anastasia Mokhobu for Jacaranda FM News.
Outside of Parliament, both the DA and EFF said they won't support this VAT increase. ANC chairperson Gwede Mantashe says this is because they're opposing the and rejecting the Land Expropriation Law, the National Health Insurance Act, and the Basic Education Law Act.
A budget is for the country to work, and we cannot succumb to that, that they exchange political issues for the budget. We can polarize it, but the reality is that a budget is not an ANC budget. It's a budget for the country.
In other news, TikTok influencer Shakira Khanif has testified that Jocelyn Smith's mother, Kelly, did not appear distressed when search efforts for the missing six-year-old were underway last year. Khanif took the stand in the trial against Kelly Smith, her boyfriend, Jacqueline Apollis, and Stevino van Rijn in the High Court sitting in the Saldanha Bay Multipurpose Center today. Khanif says she was asked to use her popularity to bring attention to Jocelyn's disappearance, but was instead met with hostility from the girl's mother, especially when she mentioned any possibility that Kelly's boyfriend, the second accused, could have been involved. She says Kelly Smith told her to stop searching for the child.
What did you say?
At that point, I just said I'm not going to stop looking.
And moving abroad, a friendly reminder not to have loaded guns on your bed. An American man from Memphis, Tennessee, was shot by his dog, Oreo. The man was asleep when he was shot early Monday morning, escaping with a graze to his left thigh. So here's what the police said happened. The dog got his paw stuck in the trigger guard and ended up hitting the trigger. That's just a reminder from America. I'm Marlena Fischer. More news at 6.
When you hear...
Hey everybody, this is Ed Sheeran.
Give me the shivers.
What's up? It's Ariana Grande.
Hey, it's me, Justin Bieber.
I'll settle for the ghost of you.
Hey, it's Olivia Rodrigo.
Well, good for you. You look happy and healthy.
You know it's more music you love on...
Jacaranda FM.
Jacaranda FM. The station that sounds like you.
I know that this could hurt me bad. I know that this could feel like that. But I just can't stop. That my defenses drop. I know that I was born.